You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alisea, and our local election coverage continues. It's been 7 years since Native American woodcarver John T. Williams was shot and killed by Seattle police. That was the event that sparked the agreement between the city and the federal government over use of force and biased policing. Whoever is elected mayor of Seattle will be responsible for continuing to oversee changes in the police department. I spoke to both candidates about where they stand, but first I asked folks about their experience with the police.
Have you ever been afraid to call the police?
Yes and no.
I ran into 23-year-old Marilyn Cottridge on the corner of 23rd and Jackson in Seattle's Central District, and I asked a few people that question. One woman said she wouldn't think twice about it. Another man said he'd avoid it at all costs. Marilyn's from Texas, and she explains she had a bad experience back home that continues to color her view of police, even since moving to Seattle. When she was a teen, a suspicious neighbor called the cops while she and her friends were playing hide-and-seek outside. Marilyn says she remembers an officer yelling at her mother.
I mean, it's a difficult balance because they have to protect their own life, right? But I would like to see them assuming more innocence from civilians, and I would like to see them interacting with us in a way that's more friendly rather than combative.
She gets to the heart of why Seattle has been working with the U.S. Department of Justice to change its practices. Since 2012, Seattle has changed the way it trains officers and begun the process of creating more civilian oversight of police, among other efforts. All this has led city officials, the Community Police Commission, and the DOJ to ask a judge to find Seattle police in full and effective compliance with their consent decree. But both mayoral candidates, Carrie Moon and Jenny Durkin, say even if they are found in compliance, that doesn't mean the work stops. Durkin explains.
We saw with the death of Charlena Lyles that there's still some core things that need to be done on how we approach people when they're in crisis.
30-year-old Charlena Lyles was shot and killed by Seattle police officers in her Magnuson Park apartment in June. Family members have said police should have known how to handle Lyles' mental health issues when she called to report a burglary. Durkin helped craft the consent decree while she was a U.S. attorney, but she says the phase after full and effective compliance is just as important. It's the time to take the department from what she calls a warrior culture to a guardian culture.
So it's got to be cultural reform is the hardest to get, and that takes top to bottom reform. You've got to change policies and procedures, you have to change training, but mostly you have to change their approach on the street.
Durkin says the city has done a good job of putting structures in place to keep track of officers' behavior and to get civilian input. But she says the next step is to work on how officers are disciplined. She also wants to have mental health counselors available both for training officers and for analyzing encounters after they've happened. She says it will be the mayor's job to help answer this question.
How do we make sure that when people see a police car, they think that's help, not that they're afraid?
Durkin's opponent, Carrie Moon, agrees.
I think when we get to the point in our city where everybody feels safe calling the police, that will be the sign that we got there.
Moon's training is as an urban planner, and until now, she's probably most known for her activism against the viaduct replacement tunnel and for advocating changes to Seattle's waterfront. She says she became more aware of policing as a political issue a few years ago, as the Black Lives Matter movement was gaining momentum. She says she was late to the game, but
now that I'm here, now that I see it, I think it is one of the most essential things to solve. It is the place where the systemic racism of our liberal white Seattle is most visible.
Moon wants to make sure officers have time built into their schedules to be in communities. That could mean hiring more officers, but it could also mean hiring more people like social workers and counselors to help officers with that part of their job. She says she wants to sit down with all parties, civilians and officers, to make sure everyone is buying into these efforts.
I want people to feel like this is our shared responsibility to build a more just world.
Back in the Central District, I head down the street to the Seattle Vocational Institute to meet Andre Taylor. He became an activist after his brother Shay Taylor was fatally shot by Seattle police last year.
I think probably one of the biggest problems is the lack of understanding, because sometimes it's a cultural thing as well. So unless officers are going into the community and having some type of relation with the communities that they police, this has the potential of continually being a problem.
Taylor's group, Not This Time, is gathering signatures for a statewide ballot initiative next year that would improve de-escalation training and change the standard for use of deadly force. Both Jenny Durkin and Carrie Moon have endorsed the initiative. Taylor says the mayor of Seattle won't just be leading the city in how it handles policing.
I think there is advocacy outside of the city. Seattle has 1,200 police officers. You know, so people look to us.
That includes other police departments in Washington state, as well as cities around the country who are already tracking the changes made here. We've been taking you around the region in our election 2017 coverage. To hear more about the Seattle mayor's race and other important elections around Western Washington, head to our website, knkx.org. I'm Simone Alisea.